What's up, everybody? Josh Grisham live alongside Nerd Informants Media. We're bringing you Hollywood's brightest stars and music's biggest names right here. I'm answering the call weekly. It's Hollywood Calling with Josh Grisham on the Branson Podcast Network and all major podcast platforms.
We are on the phone with former WWE superstar, a man who had a historic title reign of 434 days, single-handedly turning the business inside out in 2011. He is the voice of the voiceless, the best in the world, the king of verbal pipe bombs. We are on the phone with Phil CM Punk Brooks. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Wow, what an introduction. Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. And hey, you know what? I had a chance to screen the film last night. It's going to be out on the 25th, and you are the star of Girl on the Third Floor, buddy. I'm going to say congratulations. This movie hit the mark. You're batting 1,000, sir.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that means the world to me. You know, we bled, we sweat, and we cried over this movie, so we're all really proud of it.
And when you say you bled for this movie, sir, I think that's a really accurate assessment. Now, I went on Twitter last night, Phil, and I think I caught the eye of director Travis Stevens, because I said this movie, strangely enough, it's got the best combo, and I want to see if you agree with me. Really, this is like the Money Pit and the Amityville Horror all wrapped up to one. What do you think about that combo?
You're not the first person to mention Money Pit.
Seriously?
I believe. No. You're right. You know, we did something right. I believe it was Heather Wixon, who works out on the West Coast doing a lot of horror stuff for various websites and stuff, who said this movie was like if you took Tom Hanks in the Money Pit and it was directed by Clive Barker.
That is absolutely perfect. And you know, you play a really layered character in this. I mean, obviously the guy has got some charisma, he's got some charm. He's got some problems that may have started before he got into his marriage. I mean, he's got a beautiful wife. She is pregnant, I believe, at 8 months. And, you know, you've got some situations. Your character kind of gets an opportunity to relive a little bit of those glory days. And kind of his troubled past, Don's troubled past, kind of gets revealed during the runtime of the movie. What part of playing this character did you really like the most?
How difficult it was, honestly, to do all these things subtly, to be what is eventually a despicable character, but to also come off as so charming and to kind of disarm people, and almost not intentionally, I think was really, really difficult. It's not always easy to convey all those things, and like the way everything unfolds in the movie, I think lends credence to that. It's like normally you watch a movie, the first person you see on screen is, boom, that's your hero. So I'm the first person you see, and you see me, 85% of this movie is me. So it's me, and it's me alone, or it's me with a dog. We're just slowly peeling back layers and revealing like really what kind of a person this character is. And it wasn't easy, but to me, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do it. It was very challenging and rewarding.
Yeah, and you know, I will say this too, and I think it worked very, very effectively for your performance in this. And it may be intentional from Travis's directional standpoint, because as I was watching the movie, I'm sitting there thinking, well, dang, man, Phil moved into this house in a town, and there's like only three people that he lives with in this entire town, because the bar scene was isolated, and of course, you meet your neighbor across the street. And it's kind of funny, as the movie progressed, here you are doing this renovation on this house from hell, and you're tearing down walls, you're making all these renovations, and as the house is being stripped apart, your character Don is also being stripped apart. So that was a really cool parallel in the movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there's elements of, you know, claustrophobia. You know, that's why the cast is so limited. That's why it's mostly just me. Is because we wanted the house to also be a character. So, you know, when my character is alone on screen, he's not really alone.
You know, and I will tell you this, the ending of the movie, pitch perfect. And what you go through towards the end of that movie, I'm just going to say this, like, as far as, like, children's games and looking at marbles and glass balls, I am never going to look at that stuff the same way again. That scene was intense.
Yeah, absolutely, and we did our job then. So thank you for those are all compliments. Thank you.
And Phil, real quick, I know because we've got to be cautious of time here, and I know we're getting ready to run out here in just a little bit, buddy. I've got to ask you, this movie, it comes out on the 25th, and I want to say also happy birthday to you, because your birthday comes up the day after the film releases. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be 25.
25, not a day over 25. I thought that was what your age was. And sir,
well, thank you for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, my pleasure. And real quick before we wrap up with you, I do want you to kind of have an opportunity to talk about your upcoming projects as well, because another movie that I'm looking forward to seeing you in, because again, man, horror chops, you've got them in this opening movie. Really looking forward to Rabid. Can you kind of give us some inside information on your role in that movie?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a horror movie fan, you know who David Cronenberg is,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And if you're a horror movie fan, you know who the Saska twins are, too. So, yeah, it's a 1-2 punch this Halloween season. You know, you get to see Girl on the Third Floor starring me, and you get to see the Saska twins reimagining of Cronenberg's Rabbit. I got a little role in that one, too, and both movies I'm just surrounded with super talented people. So I'm really proud of both those projects. You can look for that one coming out in December.
And as well, too, and I wanted to put this in the intro because, I mean, there's just so much praise I can heap on you, my friend. Obviously, you're an accomplished comic writer. MMA has come calling. You're doing well in that. Any future projects as far as the writing scene goes for you? Any comics that we may that you may be involved in that we can look forward to?
Nothing on the docket as I speak to you here right now. But, you know, when opportunities come my way, I often say yes. So, you know, I'm for sure going to be writing in the future.
And, sir, one final question to wrap up so I can make sure I'm on time with you here, Phil. And, again, I cannot say thank you enough for being with us this morning. There was just a small bit of confirmation. There's been some chatter on the wrestling scene. I don't want to spend a lot of time on it for you, but Fight Oracle, I think, was proclaiming to have confirmation that you potentially might be with WWE backstage. Any truth to that or any comments you might want to make, sir?
Who's it? No, there's no truth to that. Fight Oracle?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I think it was one of those trade websites. I mean, not in something that's like out there major or legit.
Oh.
I had saw
well,
that.
If you read it on the internet, it must be true. But no,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
there's no truth to that. I've been super honest to a fault almost. I went and I did like a, I guess an audition you would call it for Fox, but okay. it's been radio silent since then.
Well, I tell you what, man, I just look forward to the commentary that happens to appear from day to day on Twitter. For folks to stay connected to all things CM Punk and Phil Brooks, what are the best ways for your fans and those that are certainly going to love you in horror films, where can they best stay connected to you, sir?
I mean, CM Punk at Twitter, same on Instagram, CM Punk, and with Instagram, you can watch my stories and check out my cool dog.
Hey, dude, I love the pumpkin head handle on Twitter. I saw that switch there. Sir, I'm just going to wish you a happy birthday. I hope you and AJ are both doing well, and I cannot wait to see more from CM Punk in the filmosphere.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
You bet, buddy. Have a great morning. Thank you.